U hebt gehoord dat we met Gail hier rondlopen in het dockyard, historic dockyard hier in Chatham. En we hebben al een aantal mooie dingen gezien, binnen maar ook buiten. Een prachtige hal met een prachtig plafond, bijna helemaal van hout, waar schepen in werden gemaakt. We hebben een onderzeeër gezien en nu zijn we met Gail weer een stukje verder gelopen.
Mm-hmm. Well, as you can see in front of us, a very imposing warship, HMS Cavalier. She was launched in 1944. She's a destroyer. And she is the National Destroyer Memorial to the 11,000 men who lost their lives in destroyers in the Second World War. She's preserved brilliantly. It's an ongoing job, as you can imagine. But we have about 170,000 visitors here a year, and they all flock to see this ship. You can clamber on board, you can go up to the bridge, right to see where that canopy is. You can pretend that you're shouting instructions down below to the operations
room. Imagine that you're a captain or whatever.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the thing about this ship is she saw service in the Arctic convoy, so you actually can stand there on that open bridge and imagine these icy waves being just washed over you, just awful, you know, but an amazing ship. And I'd like to show you the Destroyer Memorial Monument, if I may.
Yeah, of course.
So the ship herself is the National Destroyer Memorial, but to have a focal point for people to come and pay their respects, we have a bronze monument here. This was unveiled by the Duke of Edinburgh in 2007, and it's an amazing bronze monument, and it lists all the ships that went down, all the destroyers that were lost in the Second World War. It's really beautiful, isn't it?
This kind of art, it is a kind of monument for those who saved us.
Yeah, and we have normally have, there's lots of wreaths normally here, and particularly in November on Armistice Day, we have a couple of church services and we kind of end up here. So no, a beautiful bronze monument to accompany a very amazing ship, really. We love her.
It's the captain, I think.
The kids love ringing the bell. There's a ship's bell actually on Gannet as well, and on Cavalier all the kids make an absolute target for the bell, so you can normally hear the bell ringing all day. But yes, wonderful ship. So this particular dock, I'll show you the plaque as we walk round. Mm-hmm. This particular dock here, where Cavalier sits now, is the dock where HMS Victory was built. HMS Victory was the flagship of Admiral Lord Nelson at the Battle of Trafalgar in 1805. And the most famous ship in British history is Victory. And she was built here. We're going to celebrate Victory's 250th anniversary next year.
Ja, er wordt heel wat gevierd. Ook binnenkort komt er ook wel een viering om Chatham te herdenken van de ruiter destijds, de slag bij Chatham. Maar daar praten ze hier niet zo graag over. We lopen nu langs het schip. Zowel binnen als buiten is er heel veel te zien hier. En ik zei het al eerder, je kunt ook met de bus komen vanaf het station. Het is de plek, hè?
Yeah. So this stone marks the site of the old single dock constructed in 1623, and it was replaced in 1858 by this present dock, but it was where Victory was built and launched, and Nelson joined his first ship here when he was just 15.
Ja, je moet jong beginnen. Vroeger was dat zo, hè? Ook admiraal de Ruiter, die begon op 11-jarige leeftijd al zich te interesseren voor schepen. Moet ook. De Victory Dock staat erop, de Victory Dock. We lopen nog steeds met Gail door het museum. Het is eigenlijk geen museum, het is een openluchtmuseum met allerlei herkenbare zaken van vroeger. Alle informatie kunt u vinden op de site van de dockyard hier, dat is Dockyard Chatham. U kunt ook kijken op de site van Visit Britain en op de site van Visit Kent, visitkent.co.uk.